This is KCUR 89.3. Dairy farmers from Colorado to Kentucky are feeling pressure from a market that is flooded with milk. Prices have plummeted amid supply from foreign producers, and larger operations are squeezing out small farmers. Reporting for Harvest Public Media, Nicole Irwin says the crisis has dairy farmers looking to other countries for solutions.
59-year-old dairy farmer Gary Rock sits in his milking parlor, overlooking what's left of his 95-cow operation in LaRue County, Kentucky.
300 years of history is something that a lot of people in our country cannot even talk about.
That's how long Rock says the farm has been in his family. While the land has turned out a number of crops over the years, since 1980, dairy has nourished the family in and out of tragedy.
In 2013, we had an F2 tornado that totally destroyed all the facilities here except the one we are sitting in, which is the milk parlor itself.
Rock says the community helped his family restore the farm. Weeks after it was rebuilt, another tragedy hit. Rock lost his legs in a tractor accident. Still, the dairy provided, this time more than an income.
It enabled me to find life again in a profession that I already knew.
Now the farm looks to weather its greatest storm yet, a disastrous drop in revenue.
To give you an illustration, this same farm on the same number of cows is selling $170,000 less of product.
This isn't a Rock family problem. This is a dairy problem. The milk market is saturated with supply. In February, major regional buyer Dean Foods started canceling contracts in 7 states. Another processor, Illinois-based Prairie Farms, will close a Western Kentucky plant in June.
It looks to be that this will be the last month and a half of milking that I do.
For months, the average price of milk has been about 30% below the cost of production. Things are so bad that dairy producers that do have contracts report that co-ops are attaching suicide prevention information with their checks.
Hello, Farm Aid. This is Joe. How can I help you?
Farm Aid Communication Director Jennifer Fahe says the tough times remind her of the 1980 farm crisis. With more than a 50% drop in net farm income across the board, Fahe says dairy is getting hit the hardest.
Sometimes the best case scenario is helping a farmer to navigate declaring bankruptcy.
The U.S. open milk market system is pushing milk production to larger farms. In 1987, half of all dairy cows were on farms with 80 or fewer cows, similar in size to Gary Rock's operation. By 2012, that midpoint herd size was 900. And international trade issues are magnifying problems. International Dairy Foods Association President Michael Dykes blames Canada for violating trade laws.
Now you have the Canadians coming in. They are selling skim milk powders, putting it on the ground in Mexico, 3 cents a pound cheaper than we can from the U.S. to Mexico.
Dykes hopes much of this will be corrected by renegotiating NAFTA or through U.S. reentry into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But where Dykes sees Canada's system as a source of the problem, others see it as a possible solution.
I myself have, ever since I've been farming, supported some kind of supply management system like Canada has.
That's organic Wisconsin dairy farmer Jim Goodman. He's also president of the National Family Farm Coalition. In April, the NFFC joined family farmer, labor, and consumer groups in a letter urging Congress and the Agriculture Department to adopt a system like Canada's.
The government doesn't run it. They don't have to be worried about providing subsidies for producers when prices get low because of oversupply, because that doesn't happen.
At one time, the U.S. had 6 million dairy farms. Today, there are fewer than 40,000. Back in LaRue County, Rock says he likes Canada's limited quota-based system, but he doesn't know if the rest of America would feel the same.
We also want individuals to realize what is this picture that not only small dairymen are facing, but it's what we once knew as rural America, rural townships, have faced, and that is trying to survive in an industry that is continually telling you, you have to become larger to survive.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Nicole Irwin.
Nicole Irwin is part of the Ohio Valley Resource Public Media Collaborative and reports for Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3 and focuses on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.